Now this is a story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I'd like to take a minute, just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Bel-Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air." Day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said I might as well kick it. First class, yo, this is bad. Drinking orange juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel-Air living like? This might be alright. But wait, I hear the prince and who's lying all that? Is this the type of place that they can send this cool cat? I don't think so, I'll see when I get there. I hope it's a chance for the prince of Bel-Air. With the quickness like lightning disappeared. I went to board cabin when it came near. The light was placed and freshened in his ice in the mirror. If anything, I could say that this cab was fair, but I thought, man, forget it. Yo, home to Bel-Air! I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabin, "Yo, home, see you later!" Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air. Upside down, and I'd like to take a minute and just sit right there. I'll tell you how I became the prince of a town called Yo, home to Bel-Air. In West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground is where I spent most of my days. Chilling out, maxing, relaxing, all cool and all, shooting some b-ball outside of the school. When a couple of guys who were up to no good started making trouble in my neighborhood. I got in one little fight and my mom got scared and said, "You're moving with your auntie and uncle in Bel-Air." I begged and pleaded with her day after day, but she packed my suitcase and sent me on my way. She gave me a kiss and then she gave me my ticket. I put my Walkman on and said, "I might as well kick it." First class, so it's bad, drinking on juice out of a champagne glass. Is this what the people of Bel-Air living like? This might be alright. But wait, I hear the prince who's lying all that. Is this the type of place that they can send this cool cat? I don't think so, I'll see when I get there. I hope it's a chance for the Prince of Bel-Air. Well, the plane landed and when I came out, there was a dude like a cop sitting there with my name out. I'm trying to get arrested and I just got here. I sprang with the quickness like lightning disappeared. I went to board cabin when it came near. The light was placed as fresh and as nice in the mirror. Yo, home to Bel-Air! I pulled up to the house about 7 or 8 and I yelled to the cabin, "Yo, home, smell you later!" Looked at my kingdom, I was finally there to sit on my throne as the Prince of Bel-Air.